You're tuned to WDIY FM Allentown, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio. We're back now with our final hour of WDIY Classics for this 11th day of September. A special treat with me in the studio is the noted American composer Dr. Gabriella Lena Frank and her Lehigh Valley host for this residency, Dr. Jennifer Kelly, who coordinates the choirs at Lafayette College. Let's start with Jennifer and have her describe to us how this whole project came about.
Hi, I was in the process of doing research for a book that has now just been released called In Her Own Words, Conversations with Composers in the United States. And in doing my research, I came across Gabriella Lena Frank's music and knew that that was someone I wanted to talk to. And at the same time, I was also in the process of interviewing people such as Joan Tower, Jennifer Higdon, etc. And I would always ask them, who do you think I should interview? And without question, they always said Gabriella Lena Frank. So I knew that I had to go there. And then when we met in Berkeley on the West Coast, not only was she articulate about who she was and what she was about and her inspirations, but she was also very articulate about her craft, about her art. And I knew right away that she would be able to have a direct connection with our students at Lafayette College, and did everything I could to bring her in for a residency.
So a special Lehigh Valley welcome to you, Gabriella, Dr. Frank, Dr.
Thank
Lena
you.
Frank.
Thank you for having me.
Well, so great to have you here in the studio. I should just mention in passing, you were to have performed piano recital tonight at Lafayette College. Over the weekend, we got word that you had sprained your left hand or wrist, made it quite impossible to face the challenges of the concert. So we're in the process of postponing that event, we think, for some time in February, and we'll be updating the date of that with our WDIY audiences a little bit later. But thank you so much for being here. And what are you up to at Lafayette College?
Well, we had our first day just yesterday, and it was a wonderful first day. It was just jumping in the water and getting introduced to all the characters, I like to always say, at the university, and getting a sense of how I can be of service beyond just writing music. I think composers these days are prepared to do a lot more than just compose melodies. So when we put a human face to the music, we then become advocates for storytelling or for how to physically realize music. We become an advocate for exploring your nerdiness, your inner geek, I like to say, and expressing that to the world. And you don't go into this business unless you're very romantic. You think there's something that can be done with the power of music. And the students seem to be, really, really biting that message.
So in the months ahead, you'll be creating a brand new work that will have its world premiere here in the Lehigh Valley in April.
We are so excited about that, I've just got to say.
And it's a major undertaking for you and for Lafayette and for your guest artists who will be coming in to join you for the performance.
Yeah, and I think it's been nice that we're able to build residency activities with a solid piece of music at the crux of it all. And what the project will be about is a vocal ensemble work. It's based on the poetry of a Nicaraguan poet named Pablo Antonio Cuadra. And I stumbled upon his poetry about 10 years ago. And I found two little poems in an anthology that was translated poems from Spanish literature, Spanish poetry. So you didn't have the benefit of seeing the poetry in its original language even. But what I got already through the filter of the translation and buried among all of these other epic poems and these tiny little verses was a glimpse of a beautiful world. And in digging deeper into what this was about, I realized that this work was really huge. And it's an epic retelling of Homer, but through Nicaraguan folklore. And it begins over 80 poems. It begins with the birth of a sailor around Lake Nicaragua and follows him through these 80 verses where characters come and go. And you watch him grow up. He's fighting storms. He's a rebel. girlfriends come and go. He becomes a father. He visits islands with mysterious sirens. There's an oracle. And in the end, he dies an old man that is still clinging to the oar.
Sounds like the makings of an opera.
This is definitely an opera. And I knew immediately that I needed to set the whole thing, that this would be a lifelong project. And because it's operatic, when Jennifer proposed doing a project, and she told me she had many singers at her disposal, we decided that this would be a perfect vehicle. We could render an operatic feel with all the voices at our disposal here. We would have the rehearsal time to be able to invest in a large project like that. We are bringing in the Chiar Quartet that your listeners just heard on Leyendas, who are old schoolmates, old friends, they're really family. And we're bringing in two guest singers. We'll also bring in the original pianist from when I first started writing these songs as art song. I started writing these in mind, one baritone singer and one piano. And so now I can explode it more. Now I have at my disposal greater performing forces and a conductor, which will be, of course, Jennifer.
And will you perform also?
Not on this, okay. You know, and this is an interesting question. I often have to pull myself out of playing my own music so I can really just put on my composer's ears. And in order for music to survive, us composer-performers, we have to let it go even at the premiere. So I'm very happy to not actually be performing in this one.
Well, you're an accomplished and acknowledged composer, but I understand from my friends that you are really a terrific pianist also.
I like to call myself a composer that, by God, can play when I practice.
So we'll hear you both as composer and pianist when you're back with us in February.
Yes.
Date to be confirmed. But when April, is it April 12th, Jennifer?
April 13th.
April 13th.
On a Sunday afternoon is the premiere
Great.
Of the concert.
So when that event happens, Gabriella will have been working with all the forces, and you will have had your dress rehearsals, and you'll have schooled your singers in the how to sing Spanish articulately and persuasively. And the two vocal soloists are?
Andrew Garland is our wonderful baritone. He's a Marilyn Horne protege.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Susanna Eaton-Jones, who is a remarkable soprano. Her father was the ambassador between Nicaragua and Canada for many years.
Gosh.
So she's half French-Canadian, half Nicaraguan, and has a personal connection to the cultural implications of the poetry.
And you'll have some 60, 75 Lafayette student singers involved in the project.
Actually, we've got three different choirs that are going to be a part of this, which brings us to just under 100 singers.
Oh my
we
gosh.
Have the concert choir and chamber singers from Lafayette, and then also my outside group, the Concord Chamber Singers.
Oh, fantastic.
So it'll be a nice big group on stage.
Yeah, the Concord Chamber Singers have a long history, and I think they couldn't be more pleased to take this on in partnership with the singers at Lafayette and with you, who...
Everybody is very excited.
Writing her as the artistic director of Concord and also the pedagogical programs at Lafayette.
One of the greatest things about this grant and being able to bring in Gabriella as the residency is that she has opportunity to meet our students and really get to know them to see who she's writing for. Sometimes for a composer that's possible, sometimes it's not as possible, and for our students it's very rare for them to have that opportunity.
You should credit probably the donor that has made possible this activity and many others at Lafayette in the next few years, the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation.
Yes, through a START grant at Lafayette College, the residency is possible.
Great. Well, these kinds of learning opportunities must be really important for the guest composer as well as the... the singers at Lafayette are or are not music majors?
99% are non-music majors, which means that none of them have to be there, and they're all there because they love to sing and want to tell stories together. I love that.
And they'll have this opportunity to kind of tuck away the experience of working with a renowned composer as they go into careers very different from the concert stage and the world of music, although this will be a part of their adult lives for many years to come. Shall we hear one of your compositions, Dr.
Absolutely.
Dr. Frank, give us the introduction.
I believe we're going to hear the Adoración para Angelitos. And this is part of a violin and piano work that I wrote based on the photographs of a remarkable photographer named Martin Chambi, who was the first indigenous photographer from Peru to gain international acclaim. And he was this poor Indian kid who was hanging out in Cusco, who was discovered by a French photographer whose own sons did not want to learn the craft. So the photographer taught everything he knew to him. The Adoración para Angelitos finds inspiration in a photograph that Martin took of a child who died young, is laid out on a bed with flowers and candles. And the family of the child would have given these out to other family members on postcards. And so I took a well-known nursery rhyme, and I set it in an arrangement for solo piano.
Okay. And
this is also me playing.
Fantastic. That was beautiful. Your composition and you as the pianist, and I'll let you repeat the title.
Yes, this is the Adoración para Angelitos from a violin and piano work called Sueños de Chambi, Dreams of Chambi.
Great, great. Your heritage and your background kind of navigates you toward South America. Tell us some of your ancestry.
Well, my father, Michael Frank, is, I like to say, he's a nice Jewish boy who grew up in the Bronx. And when the family started doing better, they went up to New Rochelle. And then as older members retired, they went to Florida. So there's a real, I really understand the New York Jewish culture very well. And my father was a World War II baby, basically. And like a lot of Jews of his generation, grew up with a real liberal sense of the world and was one of the first Peace Corps volunteers when Kennedy started this program in the 60s. And if you look at the ranks of the volunteers during this time, there's a high percentage of Jews.
Yeah.
And he was stationed in the beautiful country of Peru, and that's where he met my mother. Mm-hmm. And my mother grew up on the coast, not in the mountains that Peru is more famous for. It's at Machu Picchu in Cusco. And my mother herself In contrast to my father, who is descended from Eastern Europeans, or Lithuanians and Ukrainians, my mother herself is a classic Peruvian, meaning that she's mestiza. So she's of Spanish descent and Indian descent from the Incas. And then you throw in some Chinese heritage, and that rounds me out. And my great-grandfather came from the Cantonese region. We know that he was a man of some means because he was able to pay off his passage upon landing on the shores of Peru in the 1890s and open up stores for the miners.
And growing up in the Bay Area,
where Dad was a student. He was a student in Berkeley in the 60s and 70s.
There's so many musical traditions that are at one's disposal in the Bay Area. You hear music from all over the world.
Absolutely. And my main piano teacher from the time I was 5 until I went to college was a political refugee from South Africa. So she would give me a lot of world music alongside my Clementi and my Haydn. And it seemed very natural for me to just mixed traditions.
So identity crisis or identity opportunity?
You know, I wasn't alone. All my friends were like me. With English as our first language, we love our country, are deeply American, and yet we have also this nostalgia for a motherland that we romanticize in our imagination. Many of us have one immigrant parent, and I was certainly like that.
So, Jennifer, the residency that Gabriella will be doing at Lafayette is not just a musical residency. It's more anthropology, cultural discovery. Help me complete that sentence.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the reasons that I knew I wanted to bring her to Lafayette is that she was already talking with me about interdisciplinary subjects and creativity and creative process, creative thought. So since so many of our students in the music department are non-music majors, well, a lot of them are engineers and scientists and from economics. They're from all over the school. And I really wanted to explore this idea of creative process as a higher concept rather than something that exists in a vacuum, either within the arts or within engineering. Creativity is across the board. So, for instance, Gabriella is giving a brown bag tomorrow at the Farrenon Student Center in the Marlow Room at noon for discussing composition from a design perspective and dealing with structure and form. And we're inviting a lot of the engineering students. That, by the way, is open to the public if anybody would like to come. And then in the spring when she comes back, one of the things that we are working toward is a two-day symposium, interdisciplinary symposium on creativity, envisioning student panels and faculty panels, and so that we can really explore this concept of mixing the left and the right brain together and connecting all the dots.
So I suspect Lafayette will be working hard to publicize all these activities to the Lehigh Valley readers and listeners.
Doing our best.
Yeah. So lots to look forward to. And we're going to hear one more composition by you.
Yes, this would be from a CD called Hilos. And this was recorded by the Alias Chamber Ensemble based in Nashville, which has a really wonderful classical music tradition. And this CD, I'm happy to say, was nominated for a Grammy last year for its performance. The composition is called Hilos, which means threads, because Peru has such a strong weaving culture. And the movement is called Zapatos de Chincha, which means shoes of Chincha. Chincha is a coastal town in the southern part of Peru that's known for its black and Chinese population. Every February, they have a festival called Verano Negro, Black Summer, and they have a concurso, or a competition. Buscando Negro Más Negro. They're looking for the black man who's blacker than anybody else. And it's done with absolutely no prejudice. It's really done in honor of this culture. And they play a lot of cajones, which are box-like percussion instruments that almost have pitch. So it had the jazzy feel that they do soft tap dances too. So this is called Zapato de Chincha. It's a duo for an unlikely pairing of cello with clarinet.
Fantastic. Let's listen to this now. Composition by Gabriella Lena Frank, performed by musicians from
the Alias Chamber Ensemble based in Nashville.
Fantastic. Thank you. For those of you just joining us, we're in a conversation today, in a quite privileged conversation with a guest composer who's spending some time at Lafayette College this year, Dr. Gabriela Elena Frank, who's based in the Bay Area in California, grew up in Berkeley. And joining her in the studio with us is Dr. Jennifer Kelly, who is the director of the choir, the choral programs at Lafayette, and is kind of the craftsman or the designer of this large undertaking that will come to fruition next spring on Sunday, April 13. So I'm going to ask Jennifer to kind of recap all the collaborators, the scope of the project, and maybe Gabriela could speak again to the poetic underpinnings of the work. Does it have a title?
The title is Songs of Sifad and the Sweet Sea. And Sifad is the sailor, and the Sweet Sea is Lake Nicaragua.
Good.
The scope of the project is rather grand, and we've had so many wonderful supporters from around the school, from Women's and Gender Studies to the Engineering Division, the cultural programs, and the creative and performing arts scholarships, all sorts of folks from around the school, art department, certainly music department. And Gabriela is here for on and off throughout the year to work with our students, both within the music department and outside of the music department, to explore the idea of creative process and creative thought. And this first visit, she's has been working with some composers. Today she's going to go have a conversation with pianists. She's certainly meeting the choirs and having a lot of student dinner conversations. We have another student, Shannon Moran, whose honors thesis is actually going to be about Gabriela. And then she'll come back in order to play her concert with her on the piano with her a piano partner, Molly Morkowski. And then in April 13, Sunday afternoon, we have a premiere of this major work, about 35 minutes long, for just under 100 singers from three different choirs, from the Lafayette College and then Concord Chamber Singers, as well as the Kiara String Quartet, soloist Andrew Garland and Susanna Ayton-Jones. And on piano will be Molly Morkowski. And the piece itself is for two pianos and string quartet and the choirs.
Magnificent. Great opportunity for all of your colleagues and student learners at Lafayette College, but also for the audiences and the fans of music in the Lehigh Valley. The April 13 concert we'll be talking about at WDIY again. It will be a free concert, ticketed event. So will listeners to this show and others who will be hearing more about that as we get into the grand year of 2014. And it will be published by Shermer?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And carry the Lafayette commissioning credit? And
of course. Of course. We'll get down to the specifics of mentioning the players and everything. Absolutely.
And it's a work then that will likely be heard at other college campuses and cultural centers throughout the world into
the
future.
That is the hope, yeah. Yes.
One of the things that excites me about this work is that as a conductor in a school situation, I am always looking for pieces that I don't have to reduce the instrumentation in order to get it played, and that are grand pieces and really worthy of putting on. And having an instrumentation with two pianos makes that very possible.
I'm so grateful to both of you for coming over today. It's a pleasure to meet you, Dr. Frank, and also Jennifer, to see you again, and sometimes a volunteer programmer at WDIY yourself. So we look forward to all the things that are yet to come, and stay tuned to WDIY for the confirmation of the recital date in February by Gabriela Elena Frank and Molly
Morkowski,
and then the event itself with the new commissioned work scheduled for April 13. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We're going to pause for a couple of messages and be back with some music of Avril Parrott.